Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are not going to the Super Bowl next week, but we will be offering you a cup of soup or bowl of soup as part of our Crab Cake Row Tour. We start on Monday. Fadley's, we're going to be down at Lexington Market. That means cream of crab, Maryland crab. Here's the deal. We're featuring 100 charities next week, and we're going to be honoring our friends at the Maryland Food Bank by giving you a free cup of soup or a bowl of soup in exchange for some goods for the Maryland Food Bank and telling some great stories. I thought it was going to be a giant purple pep rally at Fadley's. Then at Tuesday at Costas, on Wednesday at Coco's, on Thursday at State Fair, Friday at Pappas. All are brought to you by the Maryland Lottery, Win Donation, and Jiffy Lube. But alas, our broken purple hearts are here. You know, I love having like celebrities on a program, especially guys I've gotten to know. And I was going to sing, doing that thing you do. I was going to start singing some songs and have some fun. But I ran into this guy during the holidays. There's a guy named Gus Kolaris who has a delicious wine called Axios, who's a Marylander and a Raven fan, invited me to his birthday party. And I showed up down at Columbia, and I looked across the room, and there's Kyle Richardson, my buddy from the Ravens. And then I looked, and I'm like, that's the guy from that Tom Hanks movie that does my show. That's the Oriole guy. I've never met him, but he's been on my show a whole bunch. So finally, I got to meet Jonathan Scheck. He is in a new series. And we were going to talk football. And, like, dude, the whole idea was like, rah, 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 shish, boom, bah. We're going to the Super Bowl and all that stuff. And this turns out to be like a broken heart thing. So let's not talk football. Let's just talk about your new series, man. How you been?
It still hurts. My purple heart is broken, and my little boy's purple heart is broken. So that's going to be – he's got to wait till next year. He started talking about, well, we have the same team, blah, 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 same guys. I'm like,
yeah. How old's your kid? Let's start with this.
He's 10. His name is Camden.
Okay. So I don't know how old you are. I mean, you're an actor, you're timeless, ageless, and if you're not, yes, you'll get it fixed. I was born in 68. So this 1979, I was 10 years old in the summer of 1979 when I had my first real heartbreak. I mean, I was at Ghost of the Post with the Colts, and I knew the Raiders were good. The Steelers were really good. I knew that. But like, I thought 79 was our year for the Orioles. So I know game seven, the loss. I think I'm still scarred. I mean, you got to be careful with kids when they lose these big games like this, because big kids like us are struggling right now with losing this football game, right?
Yeah. Yep. And we could have pulled it off, I think. Ugh. They just didn't have it. Just didn't have it, did they?
No, you know, a little bit of game planning, certainly composure. And then there's just like when you see Patrick Mahomes, you realize he's Patrick Mahomes and it's going to take something special to beat him. Everybody's struggling with that.
That's right. Yeah.
How's the acting thing going for you? And give everybody a little bit of a lowdown, because like, I think I knew you were going to be at this party because I think I knew you had a connection to Gus because I had seen a picture on our Facebook, although I've never been in a room with all of you. And I was surprised how many people know Gus. I mean, Gus is a really popular guy. I don't know him nearly as well as the rest of you do. But you were back for the holidays, for Christmas time. I got to meet your lovely wife, who, quite frankly, I've Googled her. She's more interesting than you. Maybe you believe that or not. But, like, I met her on the fly.
I know.
That
she's
night.
A badass.
Like, she's a badass, your wife.
And
so we would talk about her a little bit as well. But you're the famous actor and the Baltimore guy and the Joppa Town guy. What are you doing in Columbia on a Friday night celebrating Gus Kolaris' 65th birthday, besides drinking really good wine and seeing a great band? I mean, he brought in
fantastic.
A legendary band.
Yeah. So Gus Kolaris is my Camden's godfather. So we make sure get to see him as much as we can. We used to go to all the Ravens games. We get always opening day for the Orioles. Now I have a 3-year-old as well, so it's a little harder for me to get out there. We made sure we were there for that awesome party.
Well, I mean, I ran into you, and I'm like, oh, he really does come back to Baltimore.
I know, it's so cool. I knew it was you. I knew it was you, but, you know, we hadn't really ever met. You know,
out of context, totally out of context.
We kind of looked at each other, we're like, hey.
You're the guy from the internet. You're the actor guy. I liked your movie. Okay. I'll sing songs to you and all that. For you with the acting part of this, and I think everybody just thinks every actor's rich. You were in a movie 30 years ago. Tom Hanks. You got Tom Hanks's. You know, you're a working actor, and it's no different to being a sports radio schlub, or probably a lot different to being an athlete where they have to go do something else for a living. But you signed up for this acting thing for your life, and you got a new gig out. I want to make everybody aware that you know, the Baltimore guy's out doing good things and making shows, man.
You know, I've been doing this for 30 years now, acting, and I finally have my own show. So I'm very enthusiastic to promote it. Comes out April 7th on Cowboy Way. It's called Blue Ridge, and I play a sheriff in a small town. And something goes wrong, and I got to figure it out. Now, my father was a Baltimore City police officer, so I feel like I'm playing my dad.
Well, I mean, did you want to be a cop, or were you always like an actor guy? Where were you in this?
My dad didn't want me to be a cop. I actually wanted to become a lawyer. I went to the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, and I studied economics, and I just could not read the textbooks. I took one acting class and thought, I stand a better chance of becoming a movie star than I do anything else. And I literally moved out to California and didn't start acting right away, but started studying really hard, and I found my way. I didn't realize at the time, but I was dyslexic, so the textbooks was not a way for me to get ahead. It was really difficult for me to read big chunks of text. And acting is listening and going back and forth, and just fit me, man. I just was really good at it.
Well, you know what? I kid, because since the last time you've been on the show, I've rekindled a friendship with my 86-year-old. He was our theater teacher. He was our middle school music director. I did My Fair Lady with him. He miscast me. I keep telling him I was Freddie. He just didn't see it in me. You know, at that point when I was 12 in 1983 or 82 or whatever it was. But I found acting to be, reading a script and memorizing lines is just like whatever on the spectrum I'm on, that you're on a different spectrum with your, I'm on a different, like, I don't think I could remember prose. I think it's, I've sung in bands because I can sing a little bit. Yeah. The hardest part's remembering the words, even if you remember the melodies. And it's hard with melodies, even second choruses, second verses and different changes. And you hear it with music and you can kind of sing a song a little bit. I found poetry and remembering lines to be, I just would have been such a horrible actor in that way. Improv, sure, I'm down with that. Remembering lines, no way. I mean, that's really amazing that you're dyslexic and can, because I read really well. I read at a high level. I can't remember things like that.
Yeah, you know, it becomes part of me. I have to do it so much that the lines actually become part of my being. So it's not like I'm remembering lines. I have to say the lines because I heard them respond a certain way, and it's what makes you a good actor. It's really. Makes me work hard.
How much is a good actor? And I mean this sincerely. You've been on a lot of sets with, Tom Hanks. I mean, like, right? How much do you F lines? I mean, because they reshoot things a million times. But I would think, like, even when you're professional, you feel bad. You screw up. Football players screw up. I mean, look at Zay Flowers. He had the ball 8 inches away, right? Like, but how often do you F up in a given day if you're shooting a couple of scenes and there's, like, a lot of lines?
Well, in the very beginning, you know, I did a film with Tom Hanks, and he said, show up on time and know your lines. So I show up on time.
Wow. And know my right. Lines. Hey, it's football, right? Show up time, know the play. Alignment, assignment, technique. That's football. Alignment, know where I'm supposed to be. Assignment, know what I'm supposed to do. And technique, know how to do it. Period. Right. If you, that's all, that's everything in football. And you need to know. It's the hardest thing in the world, though. And get those right.
You know, and being the lead in the series where I was on every scene, you know, pretty much. It was hard. I probably fumbled a couple times, but we get a second take. We get a second chance. So,
well, nobody knows it's wrong if they're watching in the audience, except the writer and the director and the producer and everybody. Jonathan Cech is here. He's an actor. He is a Baltimorean. If you're familiar with That Thing You Do and a whole bunch of other stuff, he's been doing movies and acting forever down in Tennessee now with a beautiful wife and family and Broken Hearts and all the. There's the best part, because I know you're probably more baseball than football, maybe about you. At least I believe that about you. I could be wrong, but we have a baseball team. It used to be when you lose like this, it's over for like 8 or 9 months. I've been hosting radio 32 years here. Trust me. This is the one year where, yeah, I see you got your Oriole thing. Show everybody. What do you got there? Show everybody what that
I think it's Brooks Cal. Is it Weaver? I can't.
No, it's missing Cal. It's before Cal.
Oh yeah, it's not Cal over there. But I have another one that's Cal over there.
Oh, I see an 8 in the corner. It's fine. Yeah, but
I got all my Orioles stuff everywhere.
Your Orioles longer than Ravens. That's part of it. You were out of town when the Ravens came to Baltimore, right? You didn't live here anymore, right?
I moved out. Yep. But I remember it because it was such a big deal. We didn't have a football team, and we got the Ravens, and they were good from the get go, and That was a big deal. It was a big deal in my life. I've been a hardcore Ravens fan ever since. And they broke my heart for sure. Yep.
They'll do it again because it's
Yeah.
football. We only get to win a few of them unless you're Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady. All right, so Blue Ridge, tell me about the show. And I'm not familiar with the channel, so please like fill us in on all this. And how does a guy get a gig these days? I mean, you get an agent and this and that, but scripts come and there's a new series and this something you were looking to do, dive into this sort of a project?
You know, I left when I left Hollywood and moved to Nashville, Tennessee. I left everyone behind. I literally got rid of all my representation, and I contacted five of my friends that I had worked with previous and said, "Look, I need to get work. I have children, and I got to figure out my way." And Nick Gonzalez is an actor. He gave me the name Gary Wheeler. He said, "This guy's got a production company. They're doing great stuff out of this, out of North Carolina. I want to introduce you." So he must have talked to Gary because Gary called me up and offered me a film called Blue Ridge. It was a film about a man who left California to move to a small town to be closer to his family. And out of the blue, it was exactly in line with my life. We shot the movie. I had a great time filming it. And I got to tell you, the people that were behind it, they just made me believe in what I was doing again. And it reminded me of when I worked with Tom Hanks. I know Tom Hanks was an Oscar-winning person, but he was a good person, and everyone raised the bar because they cared. It just was a different energy, and I really, really loved it so much. I was talking to Gary about it after we made the film, and they brought up a possibility to do it into a TV series, and then COVID hit, and then after COVID, they literally just before Christmas said, "Jonathan, we've talked to the network, which is INSP, their cable network. And that they would like to make this Blue Ridge into a television series." And I just said, "Well, why will I be part of it?"
Can I play? Yeah.
Can I still be in it? Cause I was the lead. And they said, everyone across the board, checked you off. Like they really think you're great. And I don't tout myself as a great actor, but I'm a very accomplished actor. Like I've done Blue Bloods, Chicago PD, pretty much all of the procedurals. So this is a procedural. Something happens every week and I got to figure out what went wrong. I got a great supporting cast. I got great guest stars every single week. It's a thrill ride. It's a lot of fun. It's old school. And it's family. So I can watch it with my 10-year-old. It's not, crazy things are going to happen. There's no nudity, no sex scenes. There's romance, but there's no like hardcore, like get out of the room, kid. We did that on purpose. We want it to be a family experience. And not to say that it's for my 3-year-old, but it's definitely.
You'll be 10 soon. It'll happen quick. You know that, right?
Very fast, right? It just moves right along. So I'm really proud of it. I'm really looking forward to everyone getting to see it, and everyone in Baltimore. I just need support. Everyone's got to go out to this channel. It's called Cowboy Way. It's a new channel from INSP, which is basically when you go through cable, you'll find the channel that runs cowboy movies all the time. That's INSP. They run cowboy movies nonstop, pretty much. Their stars are John Wayne and Clint Eastwood, and now me.
You know what's crazy is I was out with young people a couple weeks ago, and my knee's a little screwed up, just like look, I had a surgery 15 years ago, a little locked up. So I was walking with this hitch, and I said to John, I said, "Damn, I'm walking like John Wayne today." And the kid said, "Who's John Wayne?"
"Oh,
yeah, yeah, that happened to me." And I'm like, "Are you a real American?" Next thing you'll tell me you've never heard of Clint Eastwood. Jonathan Scheck is our guest. He is an actor, an accomplished actor out of Nashville, but certainly out of Joppatown, Maryland, and always.
Edgewood. You can't Edgewood, say Joppatown.
Right? Sorry. I can't.
Edgewood, Maryland.
God, how dare. Dude, if you accuse me of being from Essex, the Dundalk and me will fight back at you. Edgewood, I'm sorry, Edgewood, never Joppatown. My God, you got to go further into Harford County. I ran into him at a holiday event a couple weeks ago, and he told me he had a new show. And we have a new show here. It's called Oriole Baseball 2024. It's a whole new season. We get to tune in. You must have watched a lot of baseball last year, right? I mean, it's been a year to be a Baltimore sports fan and to be a displaced guy like you. And with the interwebs, all the games come to you, even when you're acting. Gives you a little something it grounds you to Baltimore, right? Or Edgewood.
Absolutely. The Orioles are basically family, you know. You know, you talk – when I used to travel and make movies, my father would always write me letters. And this is dating back because we would write letters back then. And I would read it, and he would give me an update on how the Orioles were doing.
Right.
At the end of the letter, it'd be like, and the Orioles are, you know, they're battling their six
still
games.
Still stink.
And later on, it's like the Orioles are – man, never mind. Yeah. No, I don't want to get you upset.
Well, we're
no joke now. They're dialed in, man. They're a good team. And just like that 83 team, you know, they lost in 79, but they came back in 83. So 4 years, we got 4 years to balance this out, see if they can pull it out.
I hope they make some more moves for some pitching here. I know it's been quiet. Luke and I are going to be talking a lot. I haven't had a baseball conversation since, like, we had our hearts broken in October. Probably going to be that way for football. We're not going to talk a lot of football around here for a week or two or three. Be like, oh, look at the baseball season. It's perfect. Yeah. For you as a fan and staying connected to Baltimore, I mean, I ran into you in Columbia. You were here for the holidays. You talk about knowing people and being a part of it. How often do you get home?
Well, my mom and dad are still there. The only thing is I'm starting to bring them here because I have a 3-year-old. So, and I have a 10-year-old. So that's 4 tickets to Baltimore or 2 tickets here. I wish they could stay here with me. I wish I could have moved there. My wife wouldn't move to Baltimore. And she's from Nashville, Tennessee. So I try to get out as much as I can. I use the Orioles and the Ravens as much as I possibly can to get out and see games. But when my daughter gets a little older, it'll be easier. It's hard to leave a baby. So,
anything you would say about your wife? Because I met her real briefly, and then I Googled up, and I'm like, oh, she's the interesting one here, right?
Yeah, my wife. It's hard to explain. She's basically a business coach. She teaches people how to make money off Instagram. And if you don't know who Julie Solomon is, and that's something that you would like to pursue, you should look her up.
I was a guy that felt like I should have talked to her more, but the music was loud and it was a great band. And I was like, okay. And then next thing I know, they're playing That Thing You Do and you have kids in early nights and you're like, you're old like me and you're gone.
Yeah,
and like, next thing I know, I'm Googling up and I'm like, I bet she could help me. I bet she looks smart. Yeah. I like
he wrote that. A book called Get What You Want.
Well, she got you, right?
Yeah, she does. She's got me. You better keep me too, please.
Jonathan Check is here. He is an accomplished Baltimore actor out of Edgewood, never Joppatown, just like I'm Dundalk, never Essex. Blue Ridge is the show. You can find it out on the Cowboy Way Network. And I hope I get you back here soon. We need to do like a crab cake night. You do the show, crab cake, we'll catch up, bring your folks. We'll do it all right and then go do an Oriole game this summer. That's what we need to do. Have a proper crab cake tour with you.
I love that. I love that.
All right. Well, you name it. I can do it on all sorts of neighborhoods. We got Laurelville. We got Dundalk, Catonsville, Timonium. I'll even come up to Harford County. Got a Pappas up in Bel Air now. I'll come up there and do that with you. But I really wish you a lot of luck with it. Now, this is on demand, right? Like, can you watch this when you want, or is it just on the television? Because I'm an old guy. Yeah, I think like
I'm an
click
old guy
and watch,
too.
Right?
I'm an old guy too, so I'm learning. But the one thing I have to tell you, it's free. So you don't have to subscribe to it. And as we know, as sports fans, like I'm so sick of having to get a new subscription to watch a game.
I got your Peacock right here. I ain't getting my $6. No way.
Crazy. Crazy time. So the Fast Channel is a free ad streaming TV. So it's like if you have a smart TV or if you have Roku, most likely you'll be able to see Blue Ridge. And it's not going to play all 6 episodes of the get-go. It's going to do 1 a week, just like old school network, you know.
Broadcast. So this was a 6-episode series. Is it sort of conducted to do more and get you more work and like that?
Yeah. So I can't really release this yet, but looks like we're starting to write the second season.
Beautiful.
So everyone really believes in the series. It was a great experience and it's a really good product and people love it. So I think good things are ahead.
All right. Well, you can Google it. Blue Ridge is the series. It was a movie. Now it's a series. Before the plague, now after the plague, we'll get Jonathan Check back here to watch some baseball. How often do people come up to you and sing That Thing You Do to you? And it's such a great friggin' song.
They go like this, I quit. I quit all the time. People are always like, I quit. I'm like, okay, I got you.
Well, I mean, it's I don't know. I always wonder what it was like to be a Brady kid the rest of your life, to have done something and then people recognize you for the work you did, and something that means something to them.
Oh, yeah. People love that movie.
Such a great movie, dude. It's a
they
great,
love
great.
That movie.
Talk about a family. I mean, a movie that really people could sit around and watch. It's sort of Beatles-esque, and it's a beautiful movie. You're a part of something awesome in life. That's
Yeah,
great.
and you know, that's the energy of that film is what I wanted to bring to Blue Ridge. So Tom Hanks, obviously, you know, the top, he was a writer director. He's Tom Hanks, and
Yeah.
Gary Goldman played Tone, the producers and everything. So me and Gary Wheeler, we basically made that thing you do production. I told him how everything would go, how everything went back then, and how I liked everything to go now. And he was completely in line. So we basically made a Tom Hanks movie.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to be watching this Tom Hanks movie series thing called Blue Ridge, Adam Cowboy Way. Always appreciate your visit. It was good to see you a couple weeks ago. Your wife can make me a star on Instagram. I got a face made for radio, though, dude, right? So I
Oh,
don't
you
know.
do, buddy.
Instagram is a Johnny
Now you
Bravo,
got a
as a matter of fact.
voice. You got a voice. You got a voice for radio.
The
But
voice of Baltimore. Hey,
it's
dude, I
fun.
appreciate
It's
you.
funny and it's great.
Well, you Oriole baseball, 8 weeks away, bro. Just hang in there, all right? We'll get there.
Anytime I come in, I'm coming. I want to come out.
All right, crab cakes and beer and baseball to soothe our purple souls that were melted by the Kansas City Chiefs. We're doing a big thing next week. We're calling it Crab Cake Row. It is a cup of soup or bowl. We couldn't go to the Super Bowl, so we're going to have a cup of Super Bowl for the Maryland Food Bank, featuring 100 charities. All the information up at BaltimorePositive.com. I'll be crowing about it, talking about it, and imploring you next week to come and eat some free soup. Bring something great, do something great for some other folks at the Maryland Food Bank. And all of the food bank work will stay local. Local pantries in Dundalk for the Costas event, in the Lauraville area with Coco's on Wednesday, downtown O'Fadley's. So come on out and visit with us. I know it's been a tough week around here. If everybody went to the game, spent a lot of money, broke a lot of souls and hearts and spirits, but we've been talking about the game. Coach Billick's been here this week. Matt Stover's been by. Todd Heap, a whole bunch of Ravens alums talking to Raven football here this week, as well as Luke and Owings Mills cleaning out lockers. And we'll find out what the rest of the mess is with Mike McDonald, amongst other coaches and players that are going to be scattered. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore positive.